We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Morning, 1010 WTIC News Talk 1080. This is the Will Marotti Show. Your host, Will Marotti, Matt Sorois, our master of ceremonies. Hope you had a good weekend. We had a fabulous weekend. I'll tell you what I'm excited about is churches coming back. You know, a lot of churches around the country. And I'd be interested to know if your church has the church that you attend. Have you seen a decline in attendance since COVID? You go to church regularly. Is your church, are there less people there now than there were before COVID? Not in all cases, but majorly across the board, across the United States of America, that's the case. And churches are struggling with anywhere between a post-COVID attendance of 30 to 70% of their pre-COVID. 30 to 70% of their pre-COVID attendance is what they're experiencing right now. We're about 60%. And but it's getting better and building. New folks are coming. And I'll tell you, it's interesting. The folks that are coming are younger folks, folks in their late 20s, 30s. Those are the people that are showing up. And the people that apparently left the church during the pandemic, oddly enough, one of the greatest, the largest groups of people left the church are baby boomers, which is completely it's shocking to me that would be the case. But this was published by the Associated Press, this story. And it's amazing to me that older people have stopped going to church. And younger people are coming back to church. I mean, we're seeing it. We're actually seeing the reports that we're reading. We're seeing it happen in real life. So I'd be curious. You don't have to tell me where you go or just, you know, do you notice a decline? Have you noticed a decline in church attendance? And is it starting to turn around? Are you starting to see folks, new folks, maybe not older folks, folks that are gone are gone? Gallup said 20% of people that used to attend church on a regular basis checked out. Now watching online, not going. 20%, 1 in 5, gone. Are you starting to see a resurgence? People starting to come back. We had two services yesterday, both well attended, and we're getting back to a place that's strong and healthy again, and we're really excited about it. So I'd love to hear from you. 860-522-9842. Let's see. So much stuff here. You know, here's the story. This is the story. Remember not too long ago, a few months ago, the Biden administration granted Chevron the permission to drill offshore. Where did they do it? Texas, right? Where did they? No, Venezuela. We won't even let our guys work where we can. Texas, there's tons of oil in Texas and the Permian Basin. There's tons of oil in Alaska, Gulf of Mexico. Where do we allow them? So now, ladies and gentlemen, now the United States grants new licenses for natural gas development. Oh, huh. This At the same time, they want to outlaw gas stoves. Gas stoves, gas heating units, gas hot water heaters. New York doesn't want any installed. I forgot what the year was. Craziness. So we decide where the Biden administration has granted new licenses to develop natural gas. Where? Trinidad and Tobago. In fields located in Venezuelan territorial waters. Do you see the hypocrisy here? The hypocrisy is you've got an administration saying, hey, we got to get rid of fossil fuels. We got to save the planet. Complete fantasy. It's a fool's errand. Even if we stopped using fossil fuels, they went to electric everything, which we don't have the ability to produce that kind of electricity. Everybody knows that. China's not going to do it. Russia's not going to do it. India's not going to do it. It's not going to save the planet. It's just going to wreck our economy, which I think is their goal to begin with. But we're so save the planet. We can't use oil anymore. But we allow Chevron. We grant licenses to Chevron to drill in Venezuelan water. And now we're granting licenses to Trinidad and Tobago to drill in Venezuelan territorial waters. Unbelievable. What a bunch of hypocrites. Yeah. I guess. 860-522-9842. Hey, did you hear Amazon? This is interesting to me. Amazon is offering a new drug program to Prime members. Amazon's launched a new subscription service that'll let U.S. customers get many eligible medications that they need for $5 a month. The new service is called RX Pass. It's part of, if you're a Prime user, RX Pass is a $5 add-on for Prime, so it sets you back $139 a year, $15 a month. You'll be able to get many generic prescription drugs for $5 copay. Huh. I guess why not? Amazon's doing everything else. Why not be in the pharmacy business too? Makes sense. I'm telling you that personal debt is increasing in a major, major way. And as people run out of the COVID money that they saved up and food prices are driving people into their savings, the banks see it. This is an article today from the Wall Street Journal. Regional lenders and banks with big credit card businesses continue to profit from borrowers who ran up credit balances on higher interest rates in the fourth quarter, but many are now tightening their lending standards and setting aside money to cover potential losses. Capital One Financial Corp is setting aside roughly $1 billion to cover potential losses in the fourth quarter, 33% increase in the previous quarter. American Express greening up and trying, putting more than 25% in reserves, $500 million. So they're expecting now people to go bad on these loans, on the credit cards, personal loans and credit cards. They're expecting that people are going to not be able to pay. So they're getting ready for the rainy day. Their rainy day is people not being able to pay their credit card and loan bills. And so they're putting money aside because they know it's going to happen. Discover Chief Executive Roger Hochschild said, I think there's certainly a lot of concerns about what may come with the economy and potential for a big recession in 2023. Right where we sit now, the consumer is still doing pretty well, supported by very strong employment markets. But we have definitely been tightening our credit standards, said Hochschild. We're always looking for pockets of stress. Mm-hmm. David Gerard Cassidy, an analyst at RBC Capital Markets, said it can always be viewed as a high wire act. On the one hand, You don't want to be over-conservative and shut down lending, but at the same time, you don't want your lending standards to fall by the wayside like they did in 2006, crash the market. So that was the savings and loan crash back then. Okay, let's go to let's go to Hartford and Sharik. Sharik, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Bestable. Good morning. Thanks
good
a lot
morning,
for taking
sir.
My call.
Yes.
How are you, sir? The first thing, you know what? When Mr. Frank called about this Memphis incident,
yes.
You know what? You and him both were right. Both are right because he was right that he should have done something, and you were right that you know he should not have ended in tragically.
Yes.
You know what? I was thinking. I hope people don't mind. What would have happened if this all black cops would have killed a white guy? So, you know, the white guy would have died in this kind of beating or something. All black cops. So, you know what I mean? I mean, is there a white life movement somewhere? I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah, I don't.
I thought about it. But
can
you
imagine, and thank God we're not facing this, but
can you imagine
if that would have happened with five white cops?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking.
You would have had major cities on fire across the nation.
Right. Exactly. I'm glad that. But I mean, I'm not glad about anything. But anyway, the thing is, you talk about Korea with Mr. Steve Bucci. People don't know that much. That the biggest the South Korean disadvantage is that Seoul is very close to the DMZ.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they have been under the guns from 1953 to even now with the nuclear weapons North Korea has. So
sure.
I think so. The war of the Korea is going to keep on. It's going to be like a frozen conflict forever. And I think so. I'm trying my best to have the Ukraine turn into a frozen conflict category, but it probably it's not going to happen right now. The other thing is China. You were saying I think China is going to be like China is in a position to win the war against the United States at all. China has its opportunity to take the Taiwan in 1950. Mm-hmm. No, 1949, after the communists came to power.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is that they lost their chance because of the Korean War in 1950. And I don't think so they have that kind of a chance again.
Well,
the other thing which I just
won't.
I'm going to go fast. The other thing which I'm thinking of people that are not paying attention is this non-citizen voting in Connecticut. They're trying to bring it up.
Gosh.
I don't think so. I think so. It's unconstitutional. The reform, the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1996, big time barred non-citizen voting in federal elections. That law did not touch local and state elections. So I think so. The battle for everything right now is in the state constitutions thing. My view.
I think you're right.
And
I
another thing we should keep an eye on that is ranked choice voting.
Well, they're talking about it, and apparently, I read this morning a bipartisan view in Connecticut of ranked choice voting. Foolish. I don't know.
I just want to say one thing. You know, like in order to understand what the hell ranked choice voting is, you need a computer science degree. I don't know what the hell is going on.
All that complicated. I just don't think it's all that. I don't think it's all that fair.
I know somehow in Alaska,
I think it's easily manipulated.
Sarah Palin almost winning, and then she lost.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you. Thanks a lot again for taking
thank
my call,
you.
And have a nice day, sir.
Thank you, Sharik. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Yeah, you look at ranked choice. Most of where ranked choice voting takes place is in Democrat states, mostly, not exclusively. So, you know, if you want to, is it a good idea? Well, what are Democrats doing? If the Democrats are supporting it, it's not a good idea. You don't want to do it. You want to stay away from that for the most part. Again, it's a broad statement. I understand. But there's no logical reason that we should do that. But here in Connecticut, we do a lot of things for non-logical reasons, so it really doesn't matter. 860-522-9842. Let's go to Willington and Tom. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pastor Will.
Hey, Tom.
I wanted to say just before Christmas, I came down with a COVID. I went and I took the test. I got that COVID test from the pharmacy, and I found out I did have COVID. What I had done previously, like a year before, is I had gone online to an online West Virginia doctor that I found out about over YouTube, and he was able to prescribe me over the computer and that prescription for ivermectin.
Yeah.
He said I could use it as a prophylactic or use it when I came down with COVID.
Okay.
So I held off, and sure enough, I came down with COVID. I took it, took the ivermectin. I believe it was from Elbridge Labs.
Okay.
So it was a legitimate laboratory. Mm-hmm. He called it into CVS Pharmacy, which after losing it for about a week or whatever, he called again and got it pushed through that I got the prescription.
Okay.
And it did great for me. After about 2 days, I was fine. I was taking like 18 milligrams of the ivermectin, skipping a day, and took another 18 milligrams. And like every other day, I took 3 grams, or excuse me, 3 milligrams, and I was fine.
Wow.
So
Amen. That's wonderful.
I just wanted to say, though, that I think this is awful what Pfizer is doing. They're trying to force out the generic,
because there's no money. There's no money.
Right. They're off label, so they're off patent, so they're very cheap. And also, too, Pfizer is trying to pass through legislation which forces doctors to go by and use only their type of pharmaceuticals, their new pharmaceuticals and that, so they don't have that off-label ability to use different medications for different illnesses now. And I think that's terrible.
I agree. I totally agree, Tom. I'm glad you're healthy, and thank you for the information. We appreciate it very much. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Commercial, we'll come back. Open phone lines for the rest of the program, by the way. 860-522-9842. And I'm curious about your church. You go to church on a regular basis. Did you notice the decrease in attendance after COVID? Is it coming back? And then what do you think about this? Giving leases for natural gas drilling, but not in the United States of America. How hypocritical is that? I don't get these guys at all. And then also, do you feel safe? When it comes to war and conflict, do you feel like we're okay, or are you uneasy about it? I'm just curious, my own personal knowledge. So we'll take a break, come back, and take your calls. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Listen to The Will Marotti Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Will Marotti today.
You know, and you can also follow Will Marotti on social media. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, same handle, all four accounts, at Will Marotti. And if you follow me, I'll follow you back. If you have a picture in your profile. If you don't have a picture, I'm not following you. But I will play it better. All right, let's go right to the calls. Got a full board here. Let's go to Southbury and Diane. Diane, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pastor. First-time caller.
Hey, all right.
About the church attendance.
Yeah.
Our church, Christ the King in Newtown, never shut down. Mm-hmm. More people, I would say, but not tons, went online during the height of COVID, myself included.
Sure.
Never really lost attendance. And I would say we're growing and have been growing for a while. It's almost like the worse the news gets, the more people want to go to church, which is excellent.
You know, I wonder if that's true, Diane, because we're seeing an influx, but we're seeing younger people. We're seeing, you know, we're not seeing the baby boomers, which, you know, I'm a boomer. I'm on the tail end of the boomer generation.
Me too.
That's the people I pull. But we're seeing people in their late 20s and 30s coming in much bigger numbers than we've ever had in the past. So I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure why that is, but maybe you're right. It could be the news.
My daughter and her granddaughter have started going, which I'm thrilled about. And, yeah, we've got a lot of young people with families and all different age groups, but it's just great to see. We've got a great church, great pastor and family. I'm encouraged by that.
Good news. Thank you so much for that report. And please don't let this be your only call. Become a second time caller.
Right? It's nerve-wracking.
Oh,
all right, thank you.
You did fine. Thank you. All right, let's go to, Glastonbury. Lori, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Pastor Will. And your last caller did a wonderful job. She should be very pleased.
She was awesome.
She was great. I also want to respond to two questions. And not to sound like uber spiritual or anything, but my paternal grandparents prayed Psalm 91 over our family. They became born-again Christians and just prayed Psalm 91 over us. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I've kind of learned is that I can't rely on anything in this world. If I'm going to be safe, it's going to be tucked under the shadow of his wings. You know what I mean?
Sure. No, I understand what you're saying, and I agree with that. But, I mean, you know, I think the human nature is, you know, we long for security. We want security. The temporal position we're in, certainly we understand, it is always at risk. But there's certain times in my life I've felt more secure than I do right now, I guess is the point that I was trying to make.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm a little bit more cynical in that way. But in terms of church attendance, my church has been through a few things in the past couple of years, but we've come back strong, and we've gotten new people, and I think, you know, God is just, there's a movie that's going to be coming out in February called Jesus Revolution, I think, with shows like The Chosen doing well.
Yeah,
I feel like, you know, to quote C.S. Lewis, Aslan is on the move, I'm excited to see what God's going to do in the months and year to come.
Yeah, I agree. I am too. And there's that ad campaign that's doing tremendously well called He Gets Us. And it's very powerful, and it's going to be in the Super Bowl, all about reintroducing people to Jesus. So it's going to be very cool.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, big deal. Well planned out, very well funded. Lori, thank you so much. Appreciate your call. All right, let's go to our Southern Command. The Southern Command and Rudy in Florida. Rudy, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Pastor Will. Someone mentioned, I think last week, how DirecTV and AT&T are dropping Newsmax.
Yeah.
So it brings an interesting point, because I saw Robert Murdoch recently been going after Trump and saying that his news outlet won't support Donald Trump.
Yep.
And you know what Donald Trump did this weekend, right?
He did that rally? Was that the...
To kick off his campaign in New Hampshire.
Okay.
Did you see it on Fox News?
I didn't, no. I didn't look for it. I had a super busy weekend. Not that I wouldn't have watched it. I just didn't have a chance to.
Nobody covered it except Newsmax, which is being dropped by...
Yeah,
DirecTV,
right,
and AT&T are two of the bigger... Yeah. Yeah. And then America Media Outlet, which I don't even know what that is. I I'm not trying to be like Trump doesn't deserve this and that, but doesn't the country deserve to see all sides of debate
absolutely.
All sides of
Absolutely.
And if they're going to blackball a man that's going to be running in a primary and not cover anything, not interview him, I don't know. When's the last time you've seen him on mainstream TV being interviewed? I can't remember.
Never.
Yeah.
They've completely boxed him out. And that's why Newsmax is so important to keep on the air, because, you know, when you can't even get Fox to cover him, you know there's a problem. You know that they're obviously trying to squeeze him out.
Yeah, so
his numbers
are
up, his approval rating's up. He last poll, Emerson College poll, he was up double digits on Governor DeSantis in a head-to-head primary race. I mean, you can't deny the guy. He's still very powerful and popular with Republicans, and not covering him is a disservice.
But, yeah, we have a huge media bias already. This just makes it worse.
Well, that's not and healthy, right.
I got to point out something. You're being hypocritical on your Twitter followings.
How so?
I believe you follow my brother Joe.
I don't know why.
I think you do because he follows you, but he has no picture in his bio. So,
oh, you're kidding
me? I keep telling him to put something in that bio picture. I don't care if it's a caricature of him.
Wait a minute. I mean, that is very rare, Rudy. Unless he said something that he was connected to you. I hardly ever follow anybody without a picture in their profile. So, I mean,
even has a blue check mark now, and he doesn't have a picture of anything in his bio.
That's crazy. Well, tell him to get on the stick and get his picture up there. I'm going to have to unfollow him. I'm going to search my followers, and if I find that, I'm going to unfollow him. I'm going to give him 48
Simsbury
hours.
Joe.
48 hours he's going to get to put a picture up there. I'm going to uncheck him. Rudy, thanks.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Paul in Plymouth. Paul, welcome to the program.
Yes.
Go ahead. You're on, Paul.
Okay, beautiful. Hey, Rudy, has a short memory. You know, Trump ran on, remember what he said in Long Island? I mean, he ran on getting tough on criminals. And when he was in Rhode Island, he said, it's okay when you're putting them in the postcard, rough them a little bit. I mean, we don't need leaders like that, especially under these circumstances.
You know, I don't even remember that, Paul, and I don't think anybody else does either, but, you know, I guess it's your time.
I mean, people come out under the cover of darkness, and they make remarks early in the morning. These same people are regular callers on your program, but they're saying stuff like, oh, the Democrats, liberals are trying to tie the hands of law enforcement so they can't do their job. Cops are getting thrown under the bus. I mean, how can you be so blinded by political power and manipulate? You know, the old game of making stuff up, and conspiracies, and vilifying, and painting the other side as somehow condoning and cajoling crime, that's not going to go anymore. People want reforms. We want further reforms.
People want justice, Paul. And the fact that, and I've said this before, the fact that those five police officers were out of control and out of line with the young man that was killed does not cast a dark shadow against all police officers. The vast majority of police officers are good, respectable people trying to do their job. You can't take isolated five versus how many hundreds of thousands in the country. And I mean, of course, I mean, everybody wants justice. But, you know, we've gone through this time where we're defunding the police. We're criticizing the police. We're threatening to kill police. Violence against police is at all-time high. No, I'm not. No, the police are not the problem here, Paul.
Okay, so the cause and effect, the guy was beaten. He died three days later.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cause and effect. That's enough for the prosecutors to bring up charges of murder.
Absolutely.
Well, the same situation January 6th, when officers and law enforcement were met with attacks, and some of them died. They were killed by the mob, period. And so when Frank, and you disagreed with him, thank you, you know, just shut your mouth, okay, and everything will be fine, and listen to the police. However,
that's not exactly how it went, Paul.
Oh.
What I disagreed was it didn't matter. I don't care what the circumstance was. Should not have resulted in the death of Tyree Nichols. What I was agreeing with is that, generally speaking, listen to the police. If the police tell you to stop the car, get out of the car, whatever they tell you to do, you should listen to them.
You want to protect yourself and keep yourself safe in a misdemeanor. First thing is you comply with the request for your documents, fine. That's what a traffic stop is. The Supreme Court ruled just a number of years ago that can only hold you for a limited amount of time. They can't go on a fishing expedition. It's different if you're connected to crime, meaning a felony.
Sure.
We want people getting killed because of misdemeanor traffic offenses. And this is the kind of culture, though, that we have. We have a culture of immunity. We have a culture that says, look, if you criticize and you want policy changes, then you're disparaging the police. Police should inform their ranks. All right, and this is where supervisors come in, chiefs, mm-hmm. that this is part of a democracy. We have civilian control over the police,
right.
And that's how our system is. So what comes with that control? Better training, psychological review, which weeds out bias, extreme bias and prejudice within the Corps. And we've seen out of the outgroup of January 6th, the membership.
Oh, Paul, come on,
roster.
Please. No, we're not. Listen, let's just focus on the point here. We both agree Tyree Nichols should not be dead today. There was overreaction by the police, and that's the problem, and it's not the whole police, and it's not – let's not go that far down the field, Paul. We agree on that. The brutality is wrong. They need to be punished to the full extent of the law. No questions asked.
No
wrong,
changes,
wrong.
Though. No change. No,
because it's not,
what
it's
about
not systemic.
Racial profiling?
It's not a systemic problem among the police, and I'm not gonna try
racial
to make
profiling?
One. Huh?
Racial profiling? Don't you think that we should have had that bill? I mean, these people
are. No, I don't
think
we should.
Trusted.
But I think we should have. I think we should have stop and frisk, and we stop that too. If you want to stop murders and shooting in Chicago, you ought to have stop and frisk as a regular policy. Make it happen.
I've heard you.
So thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul, for your call. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Commercials, we'll come back. Ralph, JR, Kim, hang on there. We'll get you before the end of the program. 860-522-9842. We'll be right back.
Back to the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This is the problem. This is the problem that, and I don't like it when people do it. I do it sometimes. I like it. I always qualify things. Is that people are constantly painting with the broad brush. They'll take a situation, they'll take an incident, and they'll try to take that one incident, and that's the new norm. And yeah, I resist that. I resist it. And when I do it, I say to myself, and I know I'm using the broad brush here. I understand that. But I think we've got to be careful to not – we don't want to – I want to be judged based on, you know, who I am, what I do, my life, my behavior, my actions. I don't want to be based on, well, all pastors are bad. Because there's one bad pastor, or all pastors there is, or all ministers. I think everybody is entitled to individual judgment, treatment, discernment. So, you know, I said, yeah, all five cops. I don't know. So apparently the one from Connecticut, the one really wasn't involved. He was there, but he didn't do anything. I said yesterday, can you imagine, we're talking about Transformation Church. Can you imagine if any of those five cops had a transformative relationship with Christ, maybe they would have stepped in. Maybe they wouldn't have intervened on the behalf of Tyree Nichols. Maybe. Maybe he'd still be alive today. If one of those police officers had shown the compassion that the situation deserved. But I'm not going to broad brush all police. Oh, they're all bad. No. These were five bad right there. I mean, but, you know, we need to do that and look at everything individually. You just can't broad brush an entire group of people or entire group of anybody because of the bad behavior of a small, tiny segment over here. It just doesn't work that way. All right, let's go to South Carolina. Ralph's been holding for a long time. Ralph, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Pastor, a couple things. Your last caller is nothing but a big hypocrite. He never mentioned a black officer that killed a young, unarmed white woman in Washington, and this is an officer with a bad background. Never mentioned that, and that, I mean, either you look at both sides or you don't.
Well, and you know, like no I just one, said, no one, we like the broad brush, and we don't like to look at things specifically. And
well,
know,
another
can't,
no,
can't
the reason I called, Pastor, well, two reasons. First of all, did you happen to see ABC? They interviewed the three Democrats who are not appointed, they're reappointed to the committees, and the interviewer was talking about the reasons and that they were not put on.
Yeah.
And they made some in my mind a good.
They shouldn't be on.
Pastor, as a journalist, you say you were accused of sleeping with a spy. Is that true or not?
Yeah.
Is that factual or not? And they don't.
They only do that to Republicans. They never do it to Democrats. Ralph, I got to let you go. I'm out of time. Guys, I'm sorry I didn't get your call today. I'm happy to take your calls tomorrow, but we just burned up the clock, so we're out of time. Thanks so much, Matt. Thank you. Thanks for Steve Bucci and Chris Powell tomorrow, All Things Connecticut. Can't wait for that call and more of your calls tomorrow. See you tomorrow morning. Love you guys. God bless you. See you tomorrow morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.